All right, folks, before we get into the show, we have our first ever Bob the Sports, the Brilliantly Dumb Show crossover. We are going to give you 5 seconds to please hop on the rocket ship, join the mission. We got the plaques for 100K. We want to keep the ball rolling. Fives in the sky, boys, for the boys to subscribe. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit that subscribe. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, Bob the Sports crossover. Let's get into it. We are live here, ladies and gentlemen. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, Bob the Sports crossover. You got that boy Shicky and that boy Leland joining us here today. First ever Brilliantly Dumb Show crossover. So it's going to be fun. Everybody's going to be asking an Ask Bob question.
Wow.
So we'll be
attempting to.
Banged four times.
Bang.
That's tough. And then we're going to be doing a top five all together. So we are here from Bob HQ. Coming out of the gates for Bob HQ firing. Mikey V here as well flew down. That was as good of a first day as I think we could have had outside of us losing everything as well.
Well, we started the day off really well. We were hot.
Yeah.
And then we gathered up all the coins, all the shekels that we had won throughout the day and threw it on two games in the night slate and got absolutely impaled. So we ended on a bad note. It left a little bit of a bad taste in her mouth, but I think that's going to, like, I saw Shicky walking in today and he was like,
he's
all
got
right.
That eye of the tiger.
He's like, I ain't losing again today. Like, he's ready to win. And I think that's it lights a fire. So
really all I heard from when he walked in was Jordan Spieth. Fuck.
Yeah. The Valspar is off to a hot start.
Jordan Spieth birdied three in a row this morning and now he's, but then he handed back a bogey, but no, my only point was the brighter days, the sun comes out. After a storm comes a rainbow. And last night was a storm, and today's going to be a rainbow. That's all I was saying.
The night is always darkest just before the dawn.
Well, yeah,
that's what I was saying. Come on, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
He called me a couple days ago, I was saying, and he's just like, Jordan Spieth will win the Valspar. I was like, dude, don't
I think
you
he said that
job?
Last year too, and he came out. He eagled the first hole.
No, like, stop that! Stop
we
that!
I always last year.
The Valspar is Jordan Spieth's tournament. He loves paint and he loves caddies, and he's going to. He's always eagles the first hole because he starts on one's a par five. Yep. He always eagles it and then carry on.
He did it last year. Well, he's like, take Jordan Spieth outright to win. And he eagled the first hole. I messaged him. I'm like, Jed, he's like, we're making a fortune off this. And then I think he bogeyed like three of the next four holes. And I was like, well, that was short lived. But
yeah,
that first hole is a fun ride.
Dude, we were saying yesterday, you know, when he has a big bet, when there's a certain screech in his yell, like when he was stamping, he'd be like, hand.
The hand gets screaming. A little rasp in the hand is when you know. Speaking of, yeah, all right, well, I'll give you the picks later if you want them.
Yeah,
but well, I do want to say it's an honor. It's an honor to be on the Brilliantly Dumb
thank
Show.
You
know, it's been a long time. I haven't been on in a long time. I invented this show. People forget that.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show is the ultimate farm system because it started with Grace Ibrahim. Then the baton got passed to Shicky. Then the baton got passed to Ticket. Then the baton got passed to Lambs. So it really is. It's like the ultimate farm system. But it's nice to do a collab with the boys.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
I'd like to touch on his hand thing. There's certain phrases he has for certain sports. Like notice in
four.
Four. In football, it's turn. Because he always wants the DBs to turn around.
Yeah, so
they don't get flagged for the pass interference.
Binyamin loves it. He loves a good pair of fluid hips.
And basketball. Yeah.
He loves fluid hips from those corners.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's certain things that will, like, for football.
He sounds like he's got Tourette.
You are acting like you're not screaming at the telly like myself. And you know what? Hand, the mark of a good catchphrase is that people pick up and use it. Now everyone yells hand.
Yeah.
Well, there's
yeah.
certain things, especially when betting, that like will bother people. Yours is when cornerbacks don't turn or safety don't turn around.
That's fair enough.
I'll tell you what mine is, especially with college basketball going on. And look, it's like the classic meme of us just sitting there with like food being like, you know, but
her nose is crooked.
What drives me nuts is bad fouls. Like I want my defenders to go straight up and there's these bailout fouls where like they have to hit a really tough shot or layup and they go down with the hands, foul them and get them to the line. It's like make them make that tough layup or that tough shot.
Mine is in football when they don't get the play clock like quick enough when they don't hot. And I'll just say, hot, 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 hot. And I just start screaming at the TV. Because it's just, it's such a, like, you got to be able to know how to manage a game clock. As a quarterback, like, what are we doing? That, to me, is mine. What's yours, Lee?
I was going to say, as much as I hate a bad foul, I do love a good foul.
A good foul, yeah.
I love a good foul. I love, like, a well-used, like, big man off the bench, not allowing, like, the easy layup and sending, like, a big man to the line to really earn those 2 points, especially late in the game. So, yeah, things that, like, something in sports that pisses me off, like a three-putt. A three-putt, yeah, like, late in the day, like a pressure-packed. Usually it's the first putt, not the second putt. It's just like, where was the caddy on that one? Like, what are we doing here? And you can just see the guy just break down in that moment. You're like, this guy ain't going to win. Like, yeah, he's got 2-stroke lead, and he just hit that shit, and it's fucking over. It's happened recently.
I'm very anti the non-QB sneak on third and half an inch. Yeah. And they send the QB into shotgun. You're like, take the ball.
They send like a guy in motion.
Fall over. Yeah.
They send a guy in motion and try to like hand it to him around the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like,
oh,
run,
yeah,
like
they get goofy with
getting like too cute.
And they got fourth and
yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
That's very football, that was the original.
Football, yeah, for me, the most hopeless feeling in the world is when you know your defense gets no pressure on the quarterback by sending four guys.
Yeah.
And it's a critical third down in like 8 or 9 and there's no blitz called and it's still the four guys and the quarterback's just sitting back there for, and it's like you've been watching the whole game. There's no pressure whatsoever. And they just lay back into a soft zone and just fucking leave it.
With that being said, I would love to know, like, speak to the players of, like, it's so easy for us to, like,
that's true. Yeah. Of course. You know what, we're coming off bad.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to have Sugar Sean O'Malley on the show in 2 weeks. Price Fix set it up to
That's
have
awesome. Awesome.
Sugar Sean.
I want to ask, like, we've talked about it before at the UFC, but, like, for example, when he faced Merab, the entire arena was all Sugar Sean. Like, there was a certain buzz that, and I wonder, like, when he's down, if he could be, people be like, get up, Sean. And it's like, oh, yeah. Greatest maybe wrestler in UFC history. And it's like, it's not that easy. So I'm curious to ask that. But before we get into our buy or sell, the Brantley Numb Show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. The app is really easy to use and has everything. Player picks, team picks, culture picks, all in one app. Prize Picks is available in most states and will give you $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups. Use promo code BDS. That's promo code BDS. Player picks, team picks, culture picks, all in one app. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Was a blast starting out March Madness with Prize Picks. It's been awesome. People have been able to ride the different picks. They have live games. Like, it's really been awesome. But without further ado, we're going to get into the buy or sell. I'm happy and excited to do that with you boys. Petey, I'm going to let you lead it off. We'll kind of go down the line. What do you have on the buy or sell?
So I wrote down the name because I'll botch it otherwise, but I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was the new contestant for The Bachelorette, this Taylor Frankie Paul.
Saw a little something on that.
So she's been doing like basically her rounds. They're about to announce the season, and then this video got dropped this past week from, I guess it's an old boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, I don't know, and it's of her like beating the shit out of him, throwing chairs. Like, and the kid, her kid is right there. Let me tell you something. Like, imagine like knowing that there's a video of you out there and then going to promote yourself to get on a show like this. Like, I would have to know that like there's not a world where that's coming out, because that's just, it's just such a tough fucking scene. Now, the not good for The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, which, by the way, I used to watch quite a bit, and I feel like it fell off a cliff like a couple of years ago, to like now they're still putting out episodes, and I'm just like, I just don't think they have the buzz that they used to. Remember when Tyler Cameron was in? I was watching that shit with, who is it? Who was the aviation guy?
Matt James
was the next year. Yeah. Pilot Pete was. Yeah. I was actually watching those. I thought it was good. And then it just like, then they tried to do the Golden Age one.
Yeah, you see, I like that with the old people.
Did you really?
I thought that was very humorous.
There's been enough of those seasons where it doesn't actually end in like a long-term marriage relationship.
Correct.
That everyone's just like, look, this is all just a bunch of bullshit. If every single season ended with the happiest couple that's ever lived,
and they stay together and are like famous American couples, 100%. Then like it might work. But like even Survivor was the same way. It is, the longer you do anything, the worse it gets, except Bob Does Sports.
Yeah, well, Bob Does Sports is a rocket ship to the moon. But I do feel like with these shows, like that might be the deciding factor that just completely kills off The Bachelorette moving forward.
I can't believe like American Idol's still going on.
Yeah.
That one will
always still kind of, it'll still work because the clips but, like, that they get of somebody.
Do you know anyone that watches it?
No, but Mike, I can name one person I know that watches
it. The clips that go out on social media of like some like young guy, like this country guy or this young girl come out and like crush an audition, it gets millions and millions and millions of views and it draws attention to the show. So I think like that show will still do well, but The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, I think they got to wrap it up. Now, I was saying before this, and Mikey and Jet were getting a laugh, I actually contemplated like auditioning for The Bachelorette, like as one of the guys, like one of the guys to go on the show, like not...
A male contestant
on The Bachelorette. I think I would bring the sauce to like where it would be like entertaining. Single Joey Dom.
You gotta give credit where credit's due.
He likes party board. He likes party girls.
Cutsy's, and people were saying it on my Twitter, Cutsy's national anthem yesterday.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Actually very, very good.
Yeah. He hit, in the word, when the bombs burst in air, he hit five different octaves on air. He was like, It was
pretty good.
It was unbelievable.
He was trying to prove a point. Like he was taking it seriously.
You know, he reminds me of Bob a little. Do you remember Dr. Ronan Tynan, who used to sing "God Bless America" before the Yankee games? He would come out, the opera singer at the Yankee games, and he would sing
"God Bless America."
Not "God Bless." He would sing "While the storm clouds gather far across the sea." You know that
"America the Beautiful."
God Bless America.
It must be God Bless America.
Land that I love. Yeah. You remember he used to sing, Ronan Tynan at the Yankee games used to come out and sing that. An opera guy. And he would come out and fucking belt it out. Reminds me of Dr. Ronan Tynan.
Yeah. Wow. I thought it was really, really good.
It was the first ever inaugural anthem in
that's
Bob
a double
HQ.
Entendre there.
Yeah, it was
the first ever inaugural is the inaugural. I'm sorry, carry on.
Okay, but the bottom line is it was an important one, and I had when you told me that you wanted me to do it, I was like, okay, it's not like in the past where I was like, all right, like this is first, you know, random stream. This was the christening
that was beautiful
of this room.
It was really beautiful. Yeah, it really was.
Apparently, like the Canucks might have me out and with a breezy night next year, which I'm hoping to sing the national anthem to start.
Show them that.
Do they sing the American one?
Well, they're playing American team. They sing both.
So what would you say?
You sing both.
I would sing both.
Really?
Well, now if they're playing a Canadian team, it would just be
the arrogance to think that he'd sing both is astounding. Surely they'd make you pick one.
No, the anthem singer double feature. Sings both.
They sing both?
They have to.
Well, I thought they'd bring two people out.
No, they don't do that anymore.
I feel like they do.
That's what I've seen. No, they don't anymore.
In the U.S.?
Oh, dude. If the U.S. doesn't know, they're so ignorant.
That makes sense.
I guess in the past, I know that they used to do that. I don't think they do that anymore because now when I go to Canucks games, they have one anthem singer that sings both anthems.
Dude, you singing the Canadian national anthem like Robert Goulet out there.
I would try to actually do an homage and maybe do the middle part in French.
Canada.
We were talking
our home and native land, true patriot. I know it.
It's a good anthem.
At the meet and greet, we were talking like who's gonna, you know, because sometimes a lot of times at the meet and greets, like one of us end up getting banged a lot, and it was really a lot me because of the Kermit the Frog thing. I was getting crushed, but a guy comes into it early and he goes, Cutsy, you remember me? And anytime that starts, it's like, or they'll be like, you know, FP. So I saw you out one night, and then we're always just like, oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are always fun ones.
Buckle up.
This guy goes, I'm the guy who sent you the scale. He's like, when you were doing the swole cuts, I sent you the scale. And Cuts goes, oh, yeah, great scale. Great scale.
I still have it. Yeah. So it's in that guest bathroom. I saw the scale. Is that the same scale?
He said, he's like, that's the one when you stood and you could see your balls because you weren't wearing shorts. I was in my gitch.
You had a guy send you a scale. He's like, yeah, Bob, it's a great scale.
My scale guy.
It was a really nice scale. Like, that explained it away.
The guy offered to send me a nice piece, and I said, yes, by the way, that guy is really nice. He messaged me after. He's like, I'm sorry if I banged you. I'm like, no, dude. I thought it was, first of all, he's the guy who sent Bob the Hermit the Frog, the portrait.
Right? Same guy.
Yeah. And he's a great guy. I also sent a video to Bob of him watching the Genesis Open with his son.
Same guy.
And his son goes, cool. I don't want to watch this golf. I want to watch Bob.
Oh, I saw that.
That video is all like time.
Yeah, Bob is for the kids.
That's great.
Dude, salud. It was so funny. We were like, you had him send you a scale.
If someone's offering to send something to me, like out of a gesture, first of all,
it's
very kind. I'm not going to be like, no, I don't want that. Like it was a very nice scale. It wasn't like one of these like crappy ones. It was like an industrial scale. It's very nice.
Great dude. Let's head over to you for buy or sell.
I am selling UNC men's basketball.
God,
good sell. Good.
Not only because they just lost to maybe my least favorite sports team that exists in VCU.
Yeah,
I hate them.
Yeah, he does.
There's nothing I hate more than that team.
Go Rams.
There really is nothing I hate more than that basketball.
I respect that though.
From, yeah. Like there's a rivalry.
It's everything. Fuck it. It's everything.
They seem to be good every year, though. Go to VCU, they kicked you out?
Incorrect. I went to Richmond and they kicked me out. I graduated from VCU.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait.
See, I didn't know this yesterday. I was telling you this yesterday. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Something around.
The school that you went to.
I didn't like it when I was there. It's not fair. It's not fair. It was fine. It was a great school, you know, school-wise. But both my parents went to Richmond. I've always grew up a Richmond Spire fan. That's like our rival, like our biggest rival, crosstown rival. And I just don't like them. They're very different schools. I don't like their arena. I don't like their style of play. I don't like their fans.
Were you there when Chocolate Park was there?
No.
Yes.
Oh, really?
was I at school?
So
I don't remember.
So Lee, was there ever a time you went to a VCU game in VCU and cheered for the Spires?
Oh yeah, every time I've ever been to a VCU basketball game.
VCU just because Richmond booted you, and then you're like, all right, I got to graduate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty. That's basically it. Yeah.
I didn't even know that you got booted.
They booted me twice.
I had no idea.
They booted you twice.
Two times.
How's that work?
I went the first two and times. I said,
third time's charm.
You gotta go get your shit together. And then I went and got my shit together.
Okay.
Apparently not quite enough. And then I went back and kind of didn't have my shit together again and was asked to leave again. I wasn't kicked out.
Right.
I was
politely
I
asked
was
to
invited,
leave.
I was invited to leave on my own.
Sure. Sure.
Which was nice of them.
Sure. It was like a separation more than
invited.
It was a mutual decision. Yeah.
There was no severance.
Yeah. No. It was mutual.
You were asked to leave.
I was asked to leave.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's like when you're about to get fired. Like coaches are about to get fired, but they've been there for so
they
long.
There was
a lot of reasons.
Like Mike Tomlin of Richmond.
There was many reasons for that.
You were a legacy at Richmond.
Oh, you're going to fire me while I'm
there? There was a lot of reasons.
You were Mike Tomlin of Richmond.
Yeah, like I said, both my parents went there.
Legacy.
Legacy.
Yeah. My mom, it's fine. She worked there at the time.
Oh!
So that was a factor.
Did she know about the...
Yeah, she was made aware.
You didn't get booted the first time because of the Ducks, right? The Ducks was the
total. That was my first school I went to.
But you didn't get in trouble for
it? No, I was fine there. I played golf there, and I transferred straight up to Richmond. Like, I did well there.
What was your Ducks name again?
Mine was Tennessee Jed. But we had Larry Bird and and Little Wayne.
Little Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, so we got, this is totally off selling UNC basketball, but we went to Tractor Supply and got these little ducklings, most everyone on campus. And some people got little chickens, and there was like a chicken coop behind one of the dorms. But these ducks were like kind of like get they're young and impressionable, and they would think as mama duck at a certain point. And so you could go to class. This is a very small, like, rural college that I went to. So the duck would follow you to class, and there was this, I swear to God. So it was sophomore year. So almost every sophomore coming from like our side of campus, there was like a duck was following a guy. I swear to God. So then, but all the ducks looked the same. They were all yellow ducks with a little black to them. But like, I couldn't tell my duck from another duck. Right? Like,
you know, so Lil Wayne could have been Thomas J.
So I knew because it followed me. But then by the class buildings, there was a pond, right? So when you got there, all the ducks would go into this pond together. And you would go to class. And then when you came out of class, again, you don't know which duck is yours, but you would walk by the pond and your duck would recognize you. And your duck would come. I swear to God. I swear to God. And your duck would come out of the pond and follow you. And you were like, this is, I guess that's him. And then you'd walk back to your dorm. We had little like heating lamps.
This is not believable.
No one knew.
This is not believable.
None of the ducks had like a defining feature. Like, no ducks. They were all exact. No one had a defining feature that you knew that was like.
Hey, remember, ducks fly together.
Like the way it quacked.
I guess once it came, you were like, yeah, no, they couldn't fly. Like, and like, I guess you could be like, it had something on its beak, but like when they're all out in the fucking pond, like hanging out around like the side, you're not going to be like, fucking, there's 50 ducks. There's my duck.
You would think like you guys would get like little identifying bands to put over, you know, around their little ankles.
We could barely afford the ducks. Okay? Yeah. Food and their.
But like, you remember
housing.
Like, remember when you had braces? If anyone had braces, they would use those rubber band, colored rubber bands. Like, just get a bunch of those motherfuckers and put them around their little.
That's true.
Their little feet for identification purposes.
They weren't gonna let you do that.
Let me guess this though. You guys really, at the end of the day, didn't care that much to do that.
We had a good system and it worked fine. Okay. We let them choose us.
They call it the farm
system. But then inevitably
system.
They kind of got big, like as ducks do.
As ducks do.
Then it got a little weird. And then it was like, these aren't like, it's not, it's just
it's
like,
not cute.
This isn't, well, you can't like have a duck living this way. Right. So then, we had a buddy who had kind of had a family, had a farm not far away who went to school with us and the ducks all went there. And to my understanding, lived a very healthy life.
Good.
So anyway, UNC fucking basketball. All right.
That's fucking awesome.
This is not your fucking dad and grandfather's UNC program anymore. No. They're barely making the tournament in some years, it feels like. They're not winning games in the tournament.
When did they win? They're not that far removed from a Final Four, which I think was a couple years ago when Cormac Ryan was on the team, right?
Did they not win in the last 10 years, though? I thought they won.
When they had Luke May, they made the Final Four.
They made the Final Four a couple years ago. But recently they also had down years in between.
They're not the perennial Elite Eight. They're not Kansas anymore.
No.
They're not Duke anymore.
No.
They're not.
No.
So
you're right.
They're not.
Beat Duke though.
They're not even like. Who else am I missing?
Now, to be fair, they did lose
Kentucky.
To be fair, they did lose their best player for the year midseason. They did lose their best player. However, Duke also lost two of their best players, and Duke is rolling still.
You're UNC. Like, I don't get this. It's not, dude. Like, they used to be stacked, bro. Like, they were so good forever.
Yeah,
and it's just like. And then Roy Williams is still going to every game, right? He's still going to every game, and he's clearly he's a Hall of Fame coach, one of the best to ever do. And I get retirement. Look, the guy's hanging out at Forest Creek in Chapel Hill just playing golf every day. Good for him. But if you're going to go to every game and you see this team do what it's doing, just step out there, dude. Go out there and have a good time. And
I know another guy that gets retirement.
Coach this basketball. And lend yourself to the recruiting trail. I don't know. But this team cannot. I can't. And they lost to VCU when Jeff Capel coached them sometime. Or was that Duke? It was Duke. They beat Duke. Fuck. Dude. Anyway, I hate.
Well, but the game yesterday
hurts more
was,
because they lose to VCU.
But the game yesterday was specifically rough because they were up so much.
They were up that entire game
half.
By 12 to 16 points the entire game. They were up.
I don't love UNC basketball. I don't. Like, my grandparents are huge UNC fans and, like, in the worst possible way. And that's okay. I love them. But I still want my UNC Tar Heels to be good at basketball. Like, I think that's just good for the world. And this is just unacceptable. And I don't know. I don't know where you go from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Braylon Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Rag & Bone. Awesome, high-quality shirts. I love their kind of overhang shirts. Rag & Bone Miramar is their revolutionary printing technique that makes ultra-soft fabrics look exactly like real denim. From athletic fits to straight-leg styles, even overshirts. The overshirts I absolutely love. I have them. They're incredible. They got it all. So it's time. Upgrade your denim with Rag & Bone. For a limited time, our listeners get 20% off their entire order, which is awesome. I actually just used their promo code a couple weeks ago, that one, with code DUMB at ragbone.com. That's 20% off at rag-bone.com. That's rag-bone.com with promo code DUMB. When they ask you where you heard about them, please support our show and let them know we sent you. Awesome quality. Shout out Rag & Bone.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to kick it over to you now. Your first ever buyer.
Chicky. I don't know. Here's the thing. I know people are expecting me to come on and give like the biggest sell of all time and just rant about
would
something.
Love that.
And if I wanted to, I would talk about like my ongoing beef with golf coverage that's getting worse with specifically with NBC, how they how they're giving away putts before they happen. And anytime they say like, this happened while he was putting, you know, it's a catastrophe is going to happen. I'm not going there. Okay.
The corner angle shots from the gym. You hate those too.
What is that?
When they show the different camera angle, that
on
one
the
camera
basketball
angle.
Mikey no, hates I that hate more that. Than
me. The drag camera.
Yeah. I hate that.
And they always fucking you know what pisses
hate.
Me
it's
off
despicable.
Too. They always introduce those camera angles during the biggest game of the year.
It's like the biggest spots
like,
in the
it's
game.
It's like the Super Bowl when they introduce the new score bug in the Super Bowl. It's like we just spent. All right, enough about that.
Yep.
I'm buying. Okay. And this is going to be unexpected because I've been anti the NBA for a long time. Not, I shouldn't say anti the NBA. The kind of the product and how it's just like guys just chuck the ball. Now, like it's doing well. Don't get me wrong. The other night, I turned on the Lakers. I was going to bed. It was late, but I was like, let's just see what's on. Yeah. You know, ESPN right now. The Lakers were playing the Rockets. Yeah. Listen. You had
this Doncic.
What? No. You had like, LeBron, KD, and Luka. I'm buying. Were on the floor at the same time. Oh yeah, they were on the floor at the same time. I haven't watched the NBA in a long time. It was one of the most beautiful feats of athleticism I've ever seen in my. These guys, and I'm not like NBA players are good. Congrats. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Nobody misses on the floor ever. Guys are everybody's Michael Jordan. Guys are like doing plays that if MJ did in like 90, people would like cream themselves.
Yeah,
everybody does it on a nightly basis. Luka had 40. He had like three step back threes during crunch time, but I found myself enthralled and I was like, why am I not watching more of the NBA? This is incredible. I could not believe how good it was. It was LeBron, Luka, and Durant were on the floor at the same time, but 10 years ago, that would have been like everybody in the world would have been watching that game.
All-star game.
Yeah,
well, now they're buying the association.
I'm buying the athletic feats of current NBA players.
Well, now look at guys like Shea or like Anthony Edwards. Shea had like...
What?
The fucking Wimby dude?
Yeah, what? So I think the one criticism I had for a long time was like, there's no defense. The games are 140, 130. And then you like sit down and watch. You're like, the guys are just incredible. Yeah. They're too good.
It's so funny.
You can't play defense.
Like he wasn't even trying to be funny. My dad, like, it's like a big old man thing to do is to hate on the NBA.
Oh yeah. That's why. Yeah.
My dad.
Like, yeah.
Hates
NBA,
the NBA.
Yeah, but that's what I was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad
can't stand these
guys don't play defense
any
anymore.
Anytime the NBA came up, he just would go off. And I call him the other day. He's like, I'm just watching the Lakers. And like the LeBron thing is just flipped.
Yeah, well,
I'm like, Dad, I thought you hate the NBA. He's like, well, I do, but you know, I'm watching. And it's like such like a old guy thing. Like you hear
well, that's me. I'm one of those guys. Of
course, LeBron put him on his story,
totally,
and now he's
flipped.
I'm telling you,
I got to see Pops in a LeBron James jersey. That would be.
Hilarious.
LeBron James.
We're doing the friend of the program wall at HQ. Some jerseys mean more than others.
Oh yeah,
it's fair. Get that one up there.
Yeah, you'll get that
for sure.
Oh yeah,
Lakers, LeBron.
No pun intended. That's a layup.
Cleveland Cavaliers. That's a really good question.
Well, I think a Miami LeBron would be sick.
Went out and filmed with LeBron. Do you bring him a Cavs jersey or a Lakers jersey?
He said a Heat jersey.
Wait, Heat's out of the picture.
Heat would be sick. Heat would be kind of cool
to me.
Cleveland Cavaliers one that he won when he went back.
Sign the Lakers.
You bring all three.
Yeah.
And you give him the option, and maybe he signs them all.
Yeah.
And then you just do a.
Heat should be.
I think the one where he beat the Warriors when he came back.
Yeah, I didn't like them at the time, but they were.
Yeah, he's a Cav. He's gonna. He'll be in the. He'll be in the Hall of Fame as a Cavalier. Correct.
With his mom.
Yeah, and he's.
His mom would stay at the hotel. Gloria. She was awesome. So when it was at that Miami.
Great name.
Right.
It's a great name.
Great. Gloria James.
Gloria's a great name.
Isn't that awesome?
Gloria's a great name.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
My grandmother, the UNC fan, her name's Gloria.
Yeah.
She's having a tough day today.
All right. Let's head over to Mikey. Mikey, by yourself.
Yeah, I'm so
doing research for the I was hoodwinked into this.
I have a list top five. I can.
How are you run amok?
When I say hoodwinked, I mean I wasn't prepared.
Correct.
Yeah. So Bob hoodwinked me
last night. A whole.
Yeah, he did.
There was a good breakdown. Fair warning.
The top five will be. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna.
They were down 10 at half. All right. I don't want. Listen. 35. Let me tell you something. In March Madness, if you pick, we've seen March Madness for 30 years. These upsets happen. It's like you have to be willing to take a 22-point money line underdog. Yeah. You have to.
But by the way, to your point, I don't think that
I'm a big. I just look at the 3-point percentages. The best, and I just take the best 3-point percentages because that, and Miami
maybe
of Ohio works.
Stop.
No, but that's what happens is that in one game elimination, and listen, say whatever you want. This camera, that camera. Say whatever you want. At the end of the day, in March Madness, rounds one and two, the teams that upset the other teams rain threes upon them.
Yeah,
and that's how you beat them.
Point yesterday, they were bombing.
I'm saying they got that number 99. He made the first two of the season he made on the game-winning thing.
That high of his St. Peter's run, and he's been chasing that rush.
Dickinson was the same way. They rain threes, and if a team gets hot from three, that's the chance they have to make the upset.
Every St. Peter's game, we'd show up at the Rayos.
Yeah, went 3-3. Yeah,
1B is a good spot.
The bar. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The bar is 1B.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
Michael, we'll head over to you.
Story out of New Jersey this week, which is insane. I'm selling these animal rights people who are enraged that this guy Franklin Ziegler, who was admitted to recovery court last week instead of state prison. After he decapitated a seagull on the Wildwood boardwalk that tried to steal his daughter's French fry in 2024. So this case has been ongoing for like 2 years, okay? And a seagull tried to steal a French fry from his daughter on the boardwalk, and he apparently decapitated the seagull.
How do you decapitate
that? So here's my thing. That's tough. So basically he received 263 days of credit for time served during the process, I guess, of the trial, whatever.
Wait, he was in jail for 263 days?
Well, he pleaded guilty to charges including third degree animal cruelty.
So are you selling him?
I'm like,
him?
I'm buying the NBA.
I'm selling the
animal people who are enraged that he's not going to state prison for decapitating a seagull.
Oh, you're selling that.
Yeah,
oh, gotcha.
You're gonna rile some folks.
Here's the thing.
Well, it's a seagull, not a canary.
Anybody who knows the Jersey Shore, the Jersey Shore is overrun by these rats of the sky, which are the seagulls. Okay?
They are. They're bad birds.
They have no fucking regard for anyone's
they
fucking
are
property.
You should just sell seagulls.
In New Jersey that you can't even take food out to eat because the seagulls are so fucking, they have no regard. They do like these fucking nose dives right into your shit. They don't care.
Shit
and
everywhere.
Like if G Baby was holding something and a seagull fucking got near her, like these things are as big as shit. Like they're nasty motherfuckers. They're overpopulated. It's fucking ridiculous that these people want this guy to go to fucking prison. It's just outrageous. So you know what? I'm happy the guy got off with the 263 days served and let him. He's got to go to like recovery court. I'm sure he's got to pay fines out the ass. He's probably paying God knows how much in fines.
What if he did just like grab this bird and just like yank its head off?
Then that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like that's wild. Like
what if that's what happened?
You know, like I still like you're protecting your kid, dude. Like
you're
maybe
protecting
the seagull
French fry.
But maybe the thing. Maybe the, but maybe the baby was holding
that's,
it.
That's the seagull's not interested in the kid.
That's good fry. Important too.
It's a good fry. Yeah.
But maybe, yeah. maybe the kid was holding the fry and it went to peck the kid.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something
sure,
right now.
Sure.
If fucking fair. Luca right now was holding onto a little piece of food and the seagull fucking made a nosedive at his hand, what are you doing?
I'd rip Liam the wings off and toss it in the ocean.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's and what you would do, Papa Bear.
Go to jail for 263 days.
Thank you.
Are you still going to Disney on Ice with Anthony Rizzo? Is that still?
No, I'm not.
What?
Disney on Ice is great.
Because it's spring break, I couldn't get a spot because I had to bring the dog and I couldn't get a spot to like to get a room like early enough. Like so, I can't.
Oh my God, damn. Joe and Anthony Rizzo with the kids with Luca and his kid would have been.
Now I am going to be in Fort Lauderdale, so I might still hit him up.
Okay,
and maybe meet for like you know drinks or dinner or something. But as it currently stands, Disney on Ice has been postponed. What's your buy or sell?
Yeah, buy or sell, and then we'll go to the Ask Bob. I'm sure people are excited for that. Just four of them coming in hot. this is an obvious buy, sellout buy, but Bob HQ, that first day, first trip, was so much fun. I couldn't believe that we were in here. It's not even close to done. We have like temporary furniture and everything. Couldn't believe that was happening. It was so much.
Mikey bench pressing Jensen.
People on the stream are like, why would you ever buy white couches? I was like, yeah, dude, like, temporary. No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't do that.
The amount of people that were in here trying to make that work yesterday to get this
wild,
get in there.
Wild.
It was really cool.
Their court looks sick.
Ready to go. It's all that amazing. Excuse me for not having the name. You guys told me about him. You made a great comparison to Kobe, which I know is a big thing.
DeMonta.
AJ DeMonta.
And I know it's Tuesday and BYU's long gone. That kid.
He's unreal.
Fun.
I love how it's the first time he's seen him. He's the man.
You should have seen him throughout the season.
He was a gazelle, dude. He's a gazelle.
The way he moves, you said he's got that smooth, Kobe.
His fadeaway is silky.
So, yeah, I just haven't watched college basketball at all this year. He's the no doubt about it number one pick, right?
I think so, yeah.
He's phenomenal. He was so, and granted, they lost. There was only so much he could do.
Yeah.
But what's his name?
AJ DeMonta.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, boys and girls, the Brilliantly Dumb Show today is also brought to you by our friends over at Mars Men. Listen, Mars Men, nobody tells you, but once you hit over 30 years old, man, things start to go downhill in the physicality department. But not if you launch into Mars Men, okay? Because naturally, you go down that internet rabbit hole, you try to figure out what's wrong. You start Googling your symptoms, but the only thing you need to get that pick-me-up and get you right back to where you need to be, strength, vitality, bedroom, all that stuff, is Mars Men, okay? Mars Men gives you the same benefits of optimized testosterone, energy, strength, focus, without shutting your body down. So it doesn't shut down your natural productions, which is always good. No synthetics, no needles, no dependency whatsoever. It's just like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. Just real natural ingredients. That's what we are all about. And listen, you know what? You want the strength to rep out a guy like Jensen in the bench press, okay? You got to get on Mars Men. That's what you got to do. And when you do, make sure that for a limited time, our listeners here at the Brilliantly Dumb Show can get 50% off. That's 50% off for life. Plus free shipping and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and three free gifts when you check out. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about us. Please tell them and please support our show and tell them our show, The Brilliantly Dumb Show, sent you.
All right, before we get into our Ask Bob, we have our prize pick segment. Joey D got us a W last week with Bayern Munich.
Easy dub.
Now, Cutsy took a lot of shit. Like,
people don't like to win these days. It was 1.25x. So if you put $100 down, you won $25 back. It's not like it's an absurd. Sorry. And it was the most risk-free, easy dub. 4-1, it wasn't even close. So if you don't like to win, I don't know what to tell you. Just maybe just don't even make a pick anymore.
Oh, no, don't do that. No, definitely make the pick. Definitely play. Definitely download Prize Picks. Definitely use promo code BDS. 100%,
but I'm saying, like,
How could you complain about a W? I don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
You can't.
It's ridiculous.
Give him another one, Joey.
I got another one because next Thursday.
Go ahead,
Teddy W.
Where'd you find
Carry on.
What?
You said, how can you complain about a W?
World Cup on there.
I can complain about Teddy
W. You went on soccer and I searched Italy.
Go ahead.
So next Thursday.
Yes. All
right. By the way,
This Thursday.
Yes. So this Thursday coming up, 2 days after the pod, so nobody can say, oh, I didn't get the pick in time. Blah, blah, blah. There's plenty of time. Italy is fighting for their absolute lives to make a World Cup, which is pathetic. It's absurd. It makes my blood boil that they do this every single time before a massive tournament. Nevertheless, Italy, we are going to ride that because they are going to wax that ass against Northern Ireland. They are 1.33, so a little bit better. You put 100, you could win 33, not 25 right now. So that is my pick.
Must win. Must win for Italy.
Must win game. So keep that in mind.
Gattuso bringing back Chiesa into the lineup. Called Chiesa really? Back up into the lineup right. for that
you
game, yes.
You would also, you would ride this pick, Mikey, yeah?
I mean, I'm going to be riding it. I mean, I want Italy to make the World Cup, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we're sticking with soccer.
Yeah.
We're not changing anything. If you don't like to win, then shut up. If you want to join the rocket ship and continue a winning streak, Italy is our play of the week. That is the Brilliantly Dumb Show pick of the week.
Forza Azzurra.
My Brilliantly Dumb Show.
2-1. We've had some dogs. Even your Shane Lowry was an underdog. Like it wasn't even a.
Yeah, no, he was a big dog. Yeah. That was like a
plus. You could tell by how he finished.
Yeah, but.
No.
What the fuck? This is what he did. It.
Well,
this is
what he does. I know what he does. This is what he does. I know what he does. Yeah. And by the way,
don't go ahead, Yum.
He was giving me garbage for my Duke pick, which was a garbage pick.
Yeah, he took a lot of
they are going to win the tournament. And then he handed out BYU like it was X1.2.
If it was an animal, it would be a blue whale, I believe,
And we had to sit through that and suffer. And then he's giving you shit about Shane Lowry. Come on, man.
I like to think that yesterday, up until BYU, which I take full accountability for,
okay,
they had no game plan. I also gave plenty of picks early on, and they all hit. It just so happened to be that the big one of the day, we all got banged
Joe
on.
Look, the hand goes up. Joe was saying the name of that Texas center yesterday, and he's like, I can't stand this, and would say the kid's name. And it sounded like he was talking about himself catching like a venereal disease. Like, what was the kid's last name?
Kanakechia or something like that.
I think it was Volokatitis. Volokatitis. He goes, I hate this Volokatitis.
He kept going. He'd be like, we got to lock in on defense like this, as if he was like on the sideline, like yelling at us.
Guys, we got to lock in.
Yeah. It's like, how is a coach? What do you not see this guy has 10 or 11 rebounds at
first half?
BYU's coach, by the way.
Do you not?
He's one of these guys. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Boy.
He's one of these guys. And he's a great coach, and he came from the NBA, and they're trying to build that culture at BYU. He is too fucking happy. He's one of these coaches. They'll be down 30. He'll call timeout. Why don't you fucking yell at your guy?
He seems like a cool
dude. He has
dude.
A laminated paper that he pulls out every time. I can't.
He seems like a cool dude.
Like if Rick Pitino's,
you know exactly
if Rick Pitino's up 10 points, he's furious.
Oh, my God.
Here's the reason we lost that game. A, Volokatitis or whatever his name is.
Play Rock does.
They didn't have an answer. They didn't change the game plan at all about him. Secondly, Texas was raining threes they couldn't miss. And I think BYU was like 10% from three-point range.
It is fun because Pete, and he gave the Arkansas. The Arkansas play was a great play, but.
Love that play.
But like if that was your play, like when they were down, he would throw in.
And
his
they would have been passive aggressive.
That's not right.
He would have been
it's
like,
right,
you're
but
having such a good day.
Not, it may not be right, but it's accurate.
And it would be passive aggressive. Hold on. He would have been like, I was having such a good day until Yaman's Duke pick. It's like, yo, fuck you.
Oh dude, I would have been up massive today, but I tailed Mikey's play.
By the way, let me see something right now. You'd be hard pressed to find. Let me say, other than this guy right now, here, there's not a bigger rider in this room because he will ride everything.
Stubby makes good picks, by the way.
Stubby quiet on Texas A&M pick last night, which was a great pick. That was a great pick.
If FP ever says, like, I got a pick, it's worth your time to ride.
I agree.
I remember we were filming golf. And you randomly, you're like, I got a pick. And you're like, Georgia Tech's going to beat Clemson today. And I was like, all right, you're an idiot. And then I come home and they're kicking a game-winning field goal to beat Clemson. If he has a
great
pick, they usually
great
hit.
Game, by the way.
Because you don't give, like, big picks often.
I'm a quality over quality
kind of
guy.
Yeah. I don't need action.
I like action, but I don't need action.
I've noticed you make
a pick. I also took Houston last night, first half spread, yes.
Do you like leads?
Do I look what?
Leeds.
I love a lead.
Me too.
Leeds United.
Give me a lead.
Give me any lead you could give me.
Just imply. Right,
boys, let's go into the ass, Bob. Let's get this shit over with.
Oh, that's right. Mm. Want to go reverse order?
Yeah, reverse order.
We started with Joe on the other one.
In reverse.
In reverse.
It's good to see the growth of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Like when I, you know, it was tough to get it in that way, but the amount of people that were coming up at that meet and greet about, I mean, the kid that asked me the question. That
dude, I saw that.
Mikey was dying.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's like, it just reminds me of Dom a little bit, you know?
How many ounces are in a pound?
Oh, boy. Do you know?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
God. 36?
16.
16? Yeah, that's...
Good for you.
Yeah.
Atta boy.
Oh,
this
man.
Guy got to go back.
That's tough.
What grade are you in?
Third.
That's tough.
Really, the dad messaged me. He was so proud of his son. He's like, can you send me the video clip so
yeah,
I have it?
Yeah, see, that's awesome.
And
that's
then he like reshared. He's like, this is my son. Like,
that's awesome.
It's good awesome. To see.
That's yeah. Nice. Glad. Pete.
So ask Bob in reverse is Bob
in reverse. All right, so go ahead, Mikey.
Okay, Bob. This is a layup, no pun intended, but this is a layup.
I hate
what that. Animal is also known as the king of the jungle? Oh. What animal is known as the king of the jungle?
I think I got it.
Go ahead.
Just give me a second just to make sure.
I'm with him, by the way.
Crunch the numbers.
I think I know, but I'm not for certain.
You know,
and I'm not certain on any of these.
Jack Eichel. Eichel will text me and be like, I wouldn't have got
I don't
that.
Know.
Eichel's a rider.
I might be an idiot.
You know this one.
Yeah, I got it. This is the lion.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
I did know that. I did know that. I did know that.
Lions don't live in jungles.
I did know
by
that.
The
also
way,
true.
Which is wild.
Which is, yes, 100%. Right,
I did know. And I will give you credit
with Tiger.
Because I sometimes will see the questions and I'm like, these guys are laughing their asses off and I don't know the answer either sometimes. And I'm like, we're both idiots. But here's my question. And okay. Here's my question. Ready? No, because my thing is I don't know. I don't do this segment every week, so I don't know if my question's too easy, too hard, too whatever. So I'm a little
worse.
Okay, you ready for this? George W. Bush became president of the United States in 2001. Who was the president before him?
That's a good question.
Oh, Bob. Oh, no. That's a good question.
Okay, good. Yes.
Because he was alive.
Yeah, and like knowing the more recent presidents, you should know. I don't know. I couldn't go back too far. But.
Michael.
Listen, I'm not gonna say it.
Are you between?
I know he's between two.
No, I'm really not.
Okay.
I don't have a name yet.
Not even one name?
And well, give me the year again.
So it would be like 8 years before 2001 to 2000.
96 to 2000 or 97.
2001 and the term prior.
Yeah.
Two terms.
It was a two-term president.
It's
and that, I mean, that's a big hint.
Well, but I not
really.
Doesn't know the president.
Really.
It's not going to be a big
I
hint.
I mean,
that's not going
to
help.
All right. I guess not. Come on, Bob.
God, this one would suck.
Banging my guy, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I wanted to make
picture.
A good question. I was going to show.
Which
so,
was great.
So the guy prior to the answer,
yeah,
I was going to
sure.
show him a picture of him and be like, who's this?
Oh, that, see, I'm gonna, now I'm going to steal that idea for next week. Yeah, because it's really funny.
Bob, do you know, like, do you have any names in your head?
That's the problem. No. That's bad.
Yeah.
Before George W. Bush. I mean, I know George W. Bush's dad was president, too, but that's not my answer.
Okay,
that's good, because that's not the correct answer.
Yeah,
correct. So that's
good.
Good.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's
not
that
crazy,
far off.
Not that far off.
Not at all. Not
can
at all.
You think of presidents around that time?
That's where I'm where I'm trying to...
We can, I mean...
Yeah. No, I don't...
I mean,
do you guys give hints or no?
Well, I mean, like, here's the biggest hint. When you were learning about...
There are a couple of... Yes.
The biggest hint would be when you were in school learning about presidents for the first time, probably. Yeah. This man was the fucking president.
That's true. But I don't, to be fair, I don't, we're like close to the same age, I don't remember learning about this guy. But if you live in the world, you know who this guy is.
If you live in the world, that's tough.
Yeah. See, that's tough. I remember when he was president.
Yeah, and like,
I remember being alive while he was president.
Sure. It's like this.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time and I don't have an answer.
You have no
answer.
You don't have a name?
I have got to give something.
We're going to say the name, and you're going to be furious.
You're going to be so mad when we say the name, bro.
All right, I got a hint that I don't... I'm not sure. I'm not sure it would give it away.
You're going to say where he's
from? But it would help him.
Where he's from?
It would help him. No.
I got it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Very nice.
Very nice.
How did you get that?
How did you get it? What lightning struck?
I don't know. It just had to be...
I was going to say the
I was going to say scandal. Al Gore was his vice president.
Yeah, that's fair.
He knows Al Gore.
Clearly knows Al Gore.
He has a famous... His wife is very famous.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. And his wife, yeah.
And he's in some files that aren't so chill.
Yeah.
That's the file.
Damn, dog.
I want to dive deeper into the Monica Lewinsky thing.
Like, there's documentaries.
I'd like to see a good doc on that. If someone
I believe those exist.
Good, okay.
Thank God.
You got it right. Good job.
Wow.
Two for two.
Nice.
Two for two.
That one, I...
But two for two.
That's okay.
But two for two.
It had to be a...
Hey, you arrived. You might have been late, but you arrived.
You know I'm a state capital guy.
Smart to go.
I'll tell you.
So I'm going to hit you with one. And there's a lot of them I can hit you with that are tough. But I'm going to go with a state that you have lived in.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
What is the capital of California?
Oh, my.
It's not what you think, by the way.
Oh, easy, dude.
Dude, he gave the deer in the headlights.
Well, I was getting ready to say Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
No, right. No. But that wouldn't have been
that is the capital of California.
That is correct.
That is correct.
It's the capital.
I knew you'd get that.
Capital of California is Trenton, New Jersey.
This is a... I was going to say Nevada, but then I was like, you know, I don't think... I know he's not going to get Nevada.
I don't even know.
I'm going to give him a state to which, for which he lived.
Nevada?
Carson City.
Oh, Carson City. Reno. Yeah. I didn't know that. Sacramento. Oh, fuck. Shit. California, everybody knows.
Did you hear him?
It's my first time on...
God damn it, Chick. Here, late.
I will never live in another...
I'm going to give you another, I'm gonna give you another capital.
God damn! And by the way, I'm not saying that I was going to get it.
Sorry, that's... I ruined my own...
I think I could have gotten
there. You could have gotten there.
Yeah.
Because you would have run through cities.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna stick with the capital.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick close to somewhere you've been in your life. What is the capital of Pennsylvania?
See, this one I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know this.
Get this.
I would have to guess this one.
I should know this because that's right in my neck of the woods. Do you know, Michael?
This one.
We should phone in to Dom.
This is for me. Oh, I don't know. Friday. I don't know a lot of the capitals.
Is he really?
He's in school. Yeah,
isn't
sorry.
It Saturday?
No, it's Friday, Bob.
Jesus Christ! Yeah.
Every day is Saturday, Bob.
Oh,
every day is Saturday, Bob.
Oh my!
Dude, that's so tough, man. Fuck, man. I want to get there. That's where I want to get
you
to.
You could have asked Bob,
I wanna get
what
to that.
Day is it?
Yeah, what day of the week is it, Bob? That's why I asked Bob for today. What day of the week is it?
I want to get there, man, where every day is.
I have
is it
name.
Saturday?
I don't think this is right. It does feel like a Saturday.
It does. That's true.
This is a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm getting this.
Hit me.
Quakerstown, Pennsylvania?
I'm not sure that that's a place.
I don't know where I got
that.
I'm not sure that that's a place.
Quakerstown?
I bet it is. I bet it is. But you've never heard of that in your life.
That's not a place.
Yo, he's thinking of the Quaker oatmeal fucking guy.
The Penn Quakers.
Yes, yes.
No.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it... Harrison or Harrisburg?
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
That's correct. It's Harrisburg.
See, for us, so like,
Quakers,
when I was in school, we learned about provinces in the capital. So
sure.
Like,
stupid. It's similar. How many provinces are in Canada?
Five? I blew that.
How many provinces what?
Are in Canada?
Oh, way more. There's like Alberta,
Quakers
British
Town
Columbia, Manitoba.
Right, there's like 10?
At least it's 10.
Give him credit.
Maybe 7 or 8. I've got to go through.
We have confirmed that Quakerstown is a borough in Pennsylvania.
A borough? What the fuck is that?
It's like it's Queens.
Well, Bob, I wouldn't have got
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like,
you didn't know
about St. FP, like, when I was in school.
What would you have said? Pittsburgh?
I said Scranton.
That's not a bad guess.
I don't know because we right learned Providence.
You know, I will say this. Pennsylvania is not like a gimme.
I know.
No, it's not. But it's not a gimme. But he grew up right next to it.
That's California stoked because I think I could have gotten Sacramento.
I banged you. I'm sorry.
But I will say the worst part.
He was thinking about the oats guy.
That's what I honestly.
I think he was thinking about Penn,
the oatmeal guy.
The Penn Quakers. I was thinking about.
Did like the Quaker oatmeal guy? No.
It's the Penn. The Penn Quakers.
That's got to be.
Of 50 states, how many capitals do you think you would get?
Three, definitely.
New York,
well,
New
now,
York,
yeah, Jersey. More than three.
What's all right? You know New York.
How about,
what's New York?
How about Florida?
What's New York?
What is New York?
Oh my word!
This is what I mean. Three was like I wasn't trying to insult you.
New York and Florida. You know Florida?
Oh my word! Florida and New York, please, please.
The thing with capitals is like they're all really like. They're all kind of obscure.
Sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of the time. Yeah.
These are kind of obscure, but not really.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, he said he knows three, and then you named him two of the biggest ones.
It's not New York City.
No, that's...
And it's not Miami.
Quakertown.
So there you go. I'll give you those two hints.
Man, this is really eye-opening. We got to get to Joe's question.
Okay.
All right.
Albany?
Yeah,
I knew that one.
And Tallahassee.
That's unbelievable.
You
knew
Florida. You would have got to Florida, I think.
That's so.
I don't know if you would have got to Albany, but you would have. I think you would have.
I think the worst thing that asked Bob was saying, "Isn't it Saturday?" That's the bad. Joe, let's go to you. That was.
He's awesome. Just getting banged, oh man.
Well, hey, listen, you could go three for four.
This is one of the most entertaining segments.
Oh, by the way,
podcast.
I know what he's going to ask. I think you're going to get.
I think you're going to get this one.
Go ahead.
No, I think it's an animal question.
Yeah, I think you're going to be fine.
We're sticking with the animal theme this week after last week's really fun question. This week, I would like to ask Bob, what is the fastest land animal on earth? The fastest land animal.
See, I think he's already got it.
Yeah.
I have in my head what it would be. I'm between two.
Okay.
Right now. I'm between a puma and a cheetah.
Okay.
Okay. One of those is correct.
Wow. You could go 3 for 4 here, Bob. That's 75%. That's a good day. Especially in gambling, it's a great day.
I am going to go with the cheetah.
Smart.
That's all.
Good job. All right. So you finished off on a duck. Wow.
75% Albany.
By the way, he might have went 100%.
My fault.
You might have swept the board. You might have swept the board today.
His one was bad.
I'll never live that down.
New York.
No, but the Sacramento. I think I
would have got Sacramento. Quakers. Once you say that, I know that.
Quakerstown.
Yo, that was. I didn't even. That was one of my favorite. That was one of my favorites of all time.
Because the Billy Joel song.
We're living here in Allentown. And they're closing all the factories down.
Yeah. All right. So now, how are we going to do the ask five or the top five?
How am I going to write down all these responses for the top five? Do we have pen and paper? It would be easier, honestly, than typing.
I need to look up some more guys.
All right, folks. We take this moment to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is also brought to you by our friends over at Mint Mobile. Stop overpaying for wireless just because that's quote unquote how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. And Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at only $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your own phone and number, activate with eSIM in minutes, and start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile, as I said, for $15 a month. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/TBDS. That's mintmobile.com/TBDS. An upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan. Don't just run, jump, and head on over to Mint Mobile. They're going to be there for you. We now resume back to the show.
So when you guys do this, do you just prepare like a whole bunch?
Yeah, you have to.
I'm going to run out of guys.
To Brilliant Dumpster Tracker, who's tracking this right now, this is not going to count towards the ledger with the five people. We're going to show it on. Everything else will be normal. Really quickly with the World Baseball Classic. I will go hand up that you did not do nearly as bad. I thought for sure you would win. I was shocked that I won.
I came last.
Especially when you look at how bad Cal Raleigh played during it. We're going to be doing pick your March Madness basketball starting roster. I had to do something where there's a ton of names. So you'll have point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, and we're going to be snake drafting it. Yeah, we're going to be snake drafting it. I guess with me going first, we'll go down the line. I guess would make the best pick with the snake draft. Joe was last. It makes sense. Him at the end there.
Okay.
And so let's go that way. So top five. So you, the player you get is the player in college.
Yes.
Is there any questions? I know you had
I wanted to clarify. So is it college basketball player or it's March Madness player? I think it's
either.
I think they kind of combine.
College.
You could combine it. Yeah, you March combine.
Because there's a comment. Because some guys are legends from March Madness.
Yeah, right. That's correct. Yeah, correct. Okay. I think you could throw either and mix them in. Yeah.
That's fine.
Keep it on there.
What?
No.
Current player. No.
No.
All time.
Fuck then. All time.
I can't name you.
You said all time.
I have only players from currently.
So, Joe, with you going last, you have time to build up.
I'm so fucked.
But I put all time.
I think so. I mean, in fairness to you, I don't have
anybody. I just assumed it was all.
Has to be. We don't know enough.
That would be impossible. Yeah.
30 guys.
I would take A-Cup Jr.
All right, so let's get down to business. I am going to go for my shooting guard. I think of all the things, shooting guard's the toughest thing to find. Like, I have a ton of big man. I'm going to go Michael Jordan at shooting guard.
Since we need something with a ton of options, let's do build your NCAA March Madness starting roster.
All right.
Yeah.
Bob took Michael Jordan. All right.
I see. Okay, I'm not.
Fucking
okay.
Screw job.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count towards the ledger.
No, it doesn't count towards the ledger. I'm gonna take Christian Laettner with my pick.
Okay, so it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking more from like a March Madness aspect.
Yeah.
Well, Laettner was
so sure, but I have Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, he was great at Davidson.
Yeah. Pick. That's my point guard.
I'll take Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on there. Petey Pobbs.
Fuck, man. This is.
So if we took a guard, now we can't take another guard?
No, you can. You need a point and a shooting guard.
Yeah, you're just
he could take two guards.
Oh, I'm saying sure. two point guards you could take?
Steph Curry's either one of those.
Okay, great.
Right. Great. There's guys with a lot of flexibility there. I'm going to go with Tyler Hansborough.
It's good.
See, that's a good pick.
Nice. And now nice you got another
very good pick.
So he would be what? He would be a center.
Well, yeah, either or. It's up to you. I think Tim Duncan's either.
Either or.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I'll go with Jimmer Fredette.
That's a great fucking pick.
That's a fun one. I'm going to
two March Madness legends.
Yeah. I'm going to stay building big here, and I'm going to go with Lou Alcindor.
Yeah, it's he was
a player.
Kevin Stubbe's gonna love him.
Yeah, he was a hell of a player. I should probably go with him one, but
yeah,
I knew I'd get him on the back.
Well, I think he's the greatest college player of all time.
I was looking at the list, they have him.
He's unbelievable. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna take another guard, and I'm gonna take Kemba Walker.
No!
That's a great.
Come on,
call.
Man.
That's a great. Call.
I took this seriously, but I didn't pick enough. I love naming college basketball players.
Nice.
There's so many guards.
That's nice.
I'm going to round out my forwards. So I got Laettner at one forward. I'm going to take Carmelo Anthony as my forward.
That is a great.
Take Carmelo as the other forward.
Okay, so give me a point. Give me Magic Johnson at point.
Yeah, that's nice.
Fucking bang job.
Okay.
That's a nice pick.
And then...
Oh, fuck.
Mikey, you just took Carmelo, you said?
Sure did.
And then for center, give me Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not bad.
I'm going to take... Now I need a guard. I want somebody who's just going to fucking drain every shot in your eye. The most hated man maybe in the... Give me J.J. Redick.
Yeah. Oh, what a great...
J.J. Redick.
That's fair.
Because
it was Duke. Duke was hated.
He was
there. That just doesn't... Yeah, he was. But that doesn't... That hate doesn't...
You think he was as hated as... What's his name? The guard who played there after him.
Grayson Allen.
People hated him, too.
Well, the timing was just... It was... When J.J. Redick was in college, it was like... Prime.
Yes.
That Duke was the Carolina. Peak of college.
Yeah, it was so good. So good.
So Syracuse teams around that time too was the best.
Yeah. I mean, power forward slash center. I think power forward. I got Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
Wow, he was so good at Oklahoma.
So good.
I'm thinking about a point guard, and I want one.
Bob took my point guard.
I think I know the point guard you're gonna take. I feel like you've mentioned him a ton of times.
Oh shit! Well, now this is confusing the hell out of me. I gotta be quick. Like I gotta be quick.
Most aura of all time in college.
In college.
Yeah, this guy that I'm thinking of, just aura central, like brand, just the man.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna take Iverson.
Yeah, okay. That's a good play.
At Georgetown.
It's not who I had in mind, but that's
a great yeah. Play. I'm very curious who you're thinking about, and that's gonna crush me.
Stoop.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I was gonna. I used my guards.
Fuck. Yeah.
That's a great.
I'm locked in too, aren't I?
On guards?
Yeah, I can't go back.
You're getting the ball back in a couple picks.
Yeah, but I can't. I mean, I already took. I took my guard.
All right.
To the D man.
I even forgot who I took.
I'm going to take Zion Williamson. No,
that's a good one.
Oh, great pick.
That's a great pick.
I need a point guard. I'm going to take John Wall.
Yeah, that's the one.
God, I thought he was fucking unbelievable.
He was so good,
legend.
Bro. All right, so I need a
high school legend.
I need a shooting guard and a small forward, I think. Who's my shooter? Who's my active shooter in the building?
Such an idiot. That's fucking insane.
Such an idiot.
Jerry McNamara.
Yeah, I love that play. I love him.
Syracuse, love it.
Over to Shake.
Okay, I need a center.
Power forward's tough too. I'm struggling with.
I got Blake Griffin.
Duncan.
I got
really
happy
with center Duncan on that one.
Yay. I'm gonna take. See, there's some like cool picks and there's like love picks. You know.
Yeah, my pick.
No, I'm not taking who you have. Give me Emeka Okafor.
Love it. Love it. The man.
UConn.
The best.
Wow. That's
fun. When the NCAA game came out. Not came out, but that it was
yeah.
That.
Yeah, those were fun.
It's when the men and women both won the national championship.
Yeah, so UConn.
What
yeah.
Are you?
Ben Gordon.
Tarazzi's
yeah,
here.
They were nice. Mm-hmm. Around then, yeah.
What do you still need?
I need a small forward and power forward.
All right, so I need a point guard and I need a center. So I'm going to take center first, and I'm going to take Patrick Ewing.
Wow.
From Georgetown.
That's
national
lovely.
Title. Give me him.
They were great.
All right, so I'm going to take Kevin Durant.
Wow.
Oh, what a pick.
That's a small good forward. Pick.
Mine.
That's your pick. Power forward or small forward?
That's my small forward.
Yeah. And God, he's a big small forward.
My gigantic small forward.
Shit.
My lanky
small forward.
I don't think he could rep out Jensen, but
Anthony
big forward.
Yeah,
that's pick. Nice. Yep.
Dang, and then I got point guard. I need somebody to run point. Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
Wow. Give me Pistol Pete.
That's a shooter.
I just need a small forward left, and he's the only one I could really think of from like iconic days is Corey Brewer from Florida.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any small
forwards,
but I just
he won a
is he
won
not a small
champion.
Forward?
No, yes.
No, I know. There's just so many.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's like a legendary college player.
He was good in college.
He won two championships.
I need a small forward too. That's my last one, I think. I'm gonna go with Shane Battier. Yeah.
Shane Battier is a great one.
Yeah.
That was
really
the other
good.
One. Small forward.
I truly believe in Shane Battier.
I need a small forward too. Oh no! I missed somebody. I'm gonna go with this is the last pick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Grant Hill.
That's
who I should have taken instead of Battier.
Not being ready yet.
Grant Hill was awesome.
Yeah. Grant Hill was an incredible college player.
Yeah. Thank you, Bone.
Mikey's gonna read him.
All right, here we go. Bob, Magic Johnson, and Michael Jordan.
That's chalk. Okay.
Shaq, Kevin Durant, and Anthony Davis.
That's just chalk.
Pretty damn good, bro.
I have Christian Laettner, Carmelo Anthony, J.J. Redick, Patrick Ewing, and Pistol Pete. These lists are all
strong.
Set. Jet, Steph Curry, Kemba Walker, Blake Griffin, Emeka Okafor, Corey Brewer. FP.
Real ball knowers know that's the one, by the way. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not the chalk town over here.
FP, Tim Duncan, Lew Alcindor, AI, Jerry McNamara, and Shane Battier.
It's pretty strong.
Joe's list. Joe's. I mean,
he's got a nice little list.
He's got John Wall and Grant Hill, Zion Williamson down low, Jimmer Fredette, and Tyler Hansbrough. That's a
fucking
good
legend team.
List.
That's a good
that's
list.
Awesome.
Should probably, I would think, be the favorite.
Bob might be so the
you, Bob's list has the big names, but I think college-wise, if you look at college production, Joe's list is...
Do you name them on the show, or you do a graphic where you don't know
one,
who's
two,
who?
Three, four.
You don't know who's who. So this will be like A, B, C, D, E.
I'm just some names. A, B, you guys can rattle them off, too. Names that are left. Hakeem Olajuwon.
I got to look.
Yeah. Bill Walton, by the way, was another big one.
Larry Bird. For you,
Larry Bird, yeah.
Larry
Bird got them to the final in 79. Indiana State.
Oh, I'll give you one.
Greg Oden.
Derek Rose got
Greg Oden.
Thinking about
that. I tell you what, Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah, I had.
Joakim Noah
was great.
Taking Derrick Rose or AI.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul's great.
The one, the Grant Hill, Shane Batty is awesome picks, both of those.
Well, Grant Hill is who I should have taken.
That was fun. All right, fellas.
Adam Morrison.
Adam Morrison was great.
We could do top five college bus would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a big country.
Shabazz Napier.
I had him on my list. Yeah, he went on.
Fucking big country.
RJ Barrett, dude.
Guy stunk Larry Bird the place.
Larry Bird
was a big, and especially he took Indiana State to the final.
Mario Chalmers.
Oh, man.
Fuck. All right. But he won my dad's bracket. That Mario Chalmers, national championship was insane.
Yes.
The Villanova national championship was nuts.
Nuts.
That one, the Kansas one might be the best one. That was insane.
Yeah. Memphis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God Memphis didn't win.
Yams? Lee, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
that was fun, man.
Yeah,
that was cool. Bob does sports crossover. Appreciate the boys coming on. Thank you to you guys. Prize Picks, as always. We love you. We appreciate it. It's another episode of the Burnley Dumb Show.